Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, I have Mike G. and Chris Dotson. And Mike and Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys very much for joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Very exciting time around the Jamestown area. Usually, I usually look at this as one of the big kickoffs to summer.
Okay.
In our area. The annual Jamestown Kite Festival is going to be starting on the 9th. That's this Friday and going through the weekend. So we have Mike and Chris here to talk about it. So to kind of kick it off, this thing's been going on. This will be the 23rd year for it, right?
23 years. Yeah. Yep. 23rd year this year.
So tell us kind of how the kite, how you guys kind of came up with the Kite Festival.
That's Mike.
That's all Mike?
Well, we started, I started 23 years ago, but Chris has been pretty much here for 22 years. So, you know, Chris has pretty much been here since the beginning too.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when Jack Brown was administrator of the park board, and we went down and I said, "Hey Jack, what about having a kite fight on the park?" So, yeah, you guys can go have a kite fight down there. So I got a box of kites, and we had a kite festival, and this is kind of what we've manifested into.
and really, for those who have never attended before, this is a big festival for you guys now.
This is a big really festival. Grown. It's certainly the largest festival in the Upper Midwest. It attracts people from across the country, spectators and flyers, like a couple thousand a day could come by.
It's amazing.
If you've never been, you gotta go. I still run into people, some people in town, that just don't make it, and they regret it. So you gotta see this.
Absolutely.
Thing about this festival is we have, like Chris says, we have people from all over the United States show up. Mm-hmm. But it's not only that. The people that we have showing up here to Jamestown are world renowned kite builders, kite flyers that have traveled around the world. And all the people that come to Jamestown, they love coming back to Jamestown. And I don't think they would tell me that if they were not being honest about it.
Yeah, you know? Right.
I mean, there's a lot of festivals around the United States that are one, maybe 2 days. Our festival's 3 days. And we actually have people in town right now, and we got more people coming tomorrow night because they want to be here all week.
Wow.
And I have people say, "Well, why don't you just make it a week festival?" Well, that some things we can't do. So a three-day festival is a big deal for people that come up here and take time off, you know, their work and their lives to come up here and fly kites for 3 days.
Yeah, and you know, we're not just talking the, you know, obviously kites on the string, but we're not just talking about the, you know, the same shaped kite. We're talking like we have things from shoes flying in the air to dragons. I mean, I've seen everything in the air at the kite festival.
Well, speaking about the dragon, we'll let Chris talk about the front page of the paper today.
Yeah.
There's a new kite just came in. It's a dragon. It's 80 feet long. The wingspan is right around 30 feet.
Wow.
And that just came in. It was custom made for me from New Zealand.
Really?
And Mike, at the same time, got this big giant squid that's even larger.
Really?
So here's the thing. I got a brand new kite. Chris got a brand new kite.
Yeah.
But then they chose to put Chris's kite on the paper. But then we're flying a Mandan last week, and everybody likes Chris's kite better than my kite.
Well, dragons are pretty awesome. Squids would be scary in the air.
Pretty hard to compete with that.
It's an awesome kite. But you'll see kites like that.
Yeah.
And small kites.
Yeah. There's kites of all different sizes.
Yeah.
We're gonna have kites of all sizes. Yeah. We're gonna have soft kites, flat and bowed kites. We're gonna have sport kites. There's all kind of different styles of kites going up. And you know, the thing is, we can't really say, well, we have this style of kite going up at this certain time, because everything at a kite festival is reliant upon the wind. And that includes all of our events, everything, our candy drops, our bull racing, our sport kite demonstrators, the 180 Go guys, they'll demonstrate all day.
Yeah.
But our individual events, you know, it all depends on the wind conditions. And, you know, there's going to be different types of kites going up all day long, too. So it's hard to say, well, show up at this time, you'll see this certain kite.
Right. Yeah.
All day there's going to be different kites going up.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a marvel. When you're in the area around the Jamestown area, you'll look up into the sky, off into that part of the town, and you'll just see kites. I mean, and all different kites, different hours of the time. It's amazing.
And part of what makes it so special is that from the ground up, the ground displays to those big kites.
Yeah.
Part of what fills up the sky are those kites that kids make in Jamestown.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. People bring out, you know, they have kites in their garage and they bring them out. I mean, this is an open fly. everybody can come out, and that all adds to the color, adds to the excitement. That's what's great about a kite fly.
You know, one thing, one of the big reasons why we went to a three-day festival is, mm-hmm. you know, we were out there one time and we had a real crowded field. A guy comes out with a sport kite. Sport kite is a dual line or a quad line kite,
yeah.
and he wanted to fly kites. Well, just for safety reasons, we couldn't fly a dual line kite out with the big kites. So Chris and I got talking. Well, you know what? And we talked to Doug down there too at the park and rec. Mm-hmm. We go, what do we think about having an informal day on Friday? And that way sport kiters have the run of the field. And that way they come out, we can teach them how to fly sport kites. And so we've kind of set Friday aside for if you show up out there at the field with a sport kite, mm-hmm. you have precedence on the field. We're gonna teach you how to fly that kite, help you out any way we can, because we just want to get more people into kiting, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. Again, Mike G, Chris Dotson joining us here on Let's Talk. We're talking about the 23rd annual Jamestown Kite Festival, that 3-day festival kicking off this Friday in Jamestown at Meininger Park.
Right.
And so let's go over some of the events. You guys have events planned for most of the weekend for this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as I mentioned, Friday is going to be for sport kiters, but we will be flying single kites too.
Okay.
Saturday, if you were to pin a day, Saturday would probably be the big kickoff day. Saturday we have the kite building, and that starts at 10:30 in the morning. We have concessions all day long provided by James River Figure Skating Club. And then Darren Goder will be doing the DJ services.
Awesome.
And then we have all the park and rec staff will be down there kind of helping out with the kite building. Also, too, Victory Lutheran Church, they're going to be down there air games. And that is a great addition to the festival because it just brings more people in. So yeah. You say, what's a kite festival? You know, what's this festival for?
It's just
kind of a community thing, you know. And then we'll just have ongoing kite flying all day long.
Awesome. Perfect. So there's really going to be something out there for everybody.
Yep.
The sights will be there. The sounds will be there. And Meininger Park is a great location, too, for something like this. Just a nice stretch of land that anybody can come and check out.
Yeah, a lot of people say we're spoiled because we got a 21-acre field to go fly kites on.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. So, again, this is coming up this weekend, June 9th through the 11th, the Jamestown's 23rd Annual Kite Festival. Chris or Mike, is there anything else you guys wanted to toss in there about the festival? Really, a lot of this stuff is free for people to come and check out, too, right?
It's all free.
Yeah.
You know, more concessions you got to pay for.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a community event, and it's awesome. Free because the people of Jamestown have made it so. And big thanks always goes out to Jamestown Parks and Rec. We're special. Some people, just to go find space to fly a kite, they got to put up some money.
Yeah.
The only thing that we'll have to pay for is we have kites. We will have Raina Russett out there from Rose Glen, Prairie Wind Kites.
Awesome.
We'll have kites for sale out there, and as Chris mentioned, the concessions. But everything else out there is free. Now, I did an interview yesterday or the other day with Chris Olson, and I think I mentioned that we were doing a raffle.
Yeah.
But we are not doing a raffle.
No raffle.
We have two big wheels that Russ Dinwiddie has donated, and also a little Yamaha like pedal bike.
Oh,
and
nice.
We're going to be giving all three of those items away. There's no raffling going on, but we do have door prizes where the kids can go sign up. Anybody can go sign up for door prizes, and we'll draw your name out. We have a lot of kites to give away. So
awesome.
Yeah, we have autographed books of that people can take around and get signed by the guest flyers, and it's a good way to go and meet the flyers and learn. Ask questions about the kites and fill up your book, and then do they bring it back still?
You know, and this is one of these events where we encourage people to get out on the field and go talk to people, because, you know, we hate talking about our kites. You know, we don't like talking about our kites. So, you know, come out and we love educating people. And even to me, it's even fascinating to see like all the ground gearing, like all the rigging that we have to do on the ground to tie off kites. Because, you know, say you get like 3 or 4 20x90 kites hanging on one line. You know, there's some technique on how to tie all that stuff off. So you got to be kind of thinking about how you're doing that.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just holding that string out there.
Yeah, no, it's a little more than that.
Perfect. Well, I'm really excited, and I know a lot of our listeners are excited too. 23rd Annual Great. Jamestown Kite Festival. Mike or Chris, if people have questions about the festival, where are some ways they can get some more information about
it? You know, the best way to do it is to go to wingsonstrings.org or Wings on Strings Facebook page. Chris kind of keeps that page up.
Awesome.
If you need like immediate questions, you can always call the Jamestown Park and Rec, 252-3982. And then they will be able to guide you the direction that we need to get the answer to that question.
Awesome. Again, is there anything else you guys wanted to toss out there? I mean, a hot weekend, but we're looking
It'll be hot,
to.
But there'll be some shade tents and, you know, the concessions. And,
yeah.
So come on out, and we look forward to seeing everybody. The more people we see, the more kites we want to put up.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for it again. And Chris and Mike, thank you guys for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.